Lift me up, lift me up.
Hello, darling.
Yeah.
I'm Rory. And I'm Maria. I'm not Maria, you're Maria.
Hello, love.
There we go, thank you.
And welcome into our special episode on Phrasalverbs.
Our special free episode.
On Phrasalverbs, yeah. We've just released a whole course on Phrasalverbs. Pod course, podcast plus course. We have 15 pod lessons on different Phrasalverbs and with different prepositions. So we group them according to their prepositions. For example, Phrasalverbs with up, Phrasalverbs with out, back. And there are 15 nice lessons.
Inside every episode, we discuss the mechanics of different prepositions and what they add to the phrasal verbs. So, for example, phrasal verbs with up are sometimes used to talk about creating things, like make up or...
Draw up a plan.
But they can also be used to talk about dividing things, like cut up...
Split up.
Slice up.
Yum, yum, yum. Also, in every episode, I test Rory's knowledge on phrasal verbs in the form of a quiz. I give Rory sentences without phrasal verbs, and he has to rephrase them using a phrasal verb. If you'd like to find more about the course, about our pod course, click the link in the description or go to successwithielts.com/podcourses. Let's get cracking! Today we're going to be talking about phrasal verbs with up.
Yes, so you better listen up while we talk about it. That's the name of a song.
Lift me up, lift me up. Na,
na, na, is that the one by Moby? Because I was thinking of the one by Shania Twain.
How does it go, Rory? Come on.
I'm not singing. However, we can't. It's a pod course, not a karaoke course. Thank God.
Right, so then I have a phrasal verb pod course quiz for you.
Yes. So right. What we'll do is we'll tell you what we're going to focus on, which you might have guessed is the phrasal verbs with the preposition up.
Before we start discussing phrasal verbs with up in more detail, I'm going to test Rory's knowledge about phrasal verbs with the particle up. I'm going to give him sentences without any phrasal verbs, and he should use phrasal verbs. He should paraphrase the sentence to use a phrasal verb. Rory, are you all ready?
I'm revved up and ready to go.
Woo! So, the first sentence. You need to put on some smart clothes for our recordings.
Does that mean I need to dress up?
Yay! Yeah. Dress up! What does dress up mean?
It means that you, well, dress in a very fancy way to get ready for something.
Yeah.
Last night, it was my birthday, so I dressed up.
Was it your birthday last night?
No, I'm lying.
Okay.
So, I put on some smart clothes. Number two. We should make our episodes more interesting and attractive.
Does that mean that we should jazz them up?
Yay! Well done! Jazz something up to make something more interesting or attractive. For example,
I jazzed up the food with some spicy sauce.
Or for example, you can also say,
I should really jazz up my PowerPoint presentation.
So to make it super interesting. Number three. Rory, you need to behave with courage or conviction and take this exam.
Does that mean that I need to toughen up?
Very close.
Harden up?
No, you can say that, but I have something else in mind.
What do you have in mind?
Man up!
Okay.
You should man up. Yeah, if you man up, you start behaving with courage or conviction. For example,
you need to man up and get what you want.
It is important to point out that toughen up and harden up are the same thing.
Yeah. Number four. Oh, I hate when all these ads appear on my screen.
Are you sick of having to put up with them?
Ooh, that's a good one. Put up with them. And actually put up with that a multi-something.
Do you mean a multi-part phrasal verb?
Okay, yeah. Put up with. Because there are two prepositions. Something else. Something about ads. So I hate when these ads appear on my screen. Appear.
Is that when they pop up?
Yay! Well done. So if something pops up, it appears. For example,
we have endless advertisements, ads pop up.
Right. Rory, well done. You've passed the test. You have an A.
That's good to know.
What about this preposition up? What does it add to the verbs?
Well, it does sort of four main things, doesn't it? There are extra things, but the four main things are, well, we'll talk about that in more detail now.
Yeah, so to make it easier for you to understand the phrasal verbs with up, we're gonna break them down into four meanings. So the first meaning, the preposition up means to divide something.
Or to break something into small parts.
Yeah, or equal parts. Yeah, small equal parts. So, for example, we can say
break up
or split up.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about a relationship, you can also split things up into groups. So you're taking them from one whole and putting them into different parts.
Yeah, about relationships, I can say
last month I broke up with my boyfriend.
For example, break up.
That's sad. But what's not sad is our jokes. And if you like our jokes, then you might
crack up.
Which means to break a smile and
ha ha ha.
You sort of split your face with a smile.
Yeah. For example,
every time I listen to IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, I crack up.
Is it correct? So I laugh a lot.
The form is correct. I don't know if people crack up at our jokes. If they do, they might need to have their taste questioned.
Or
I was cracking up during lectures at university.
I was cracking up. I was laughing out loud, clutching my stomach on the floor.
If you're listening to our podcast, you might
cut it up
into small pieces and listen to them one part at a time. But you're probably more likely to cut something up, like food, for example.
Cut it up.
Cut up a steak?
Mm. Can I cut a presentation up?
You can cut a presentation up, it happens.
With my scissors.
Mm-hmm. Talking about steak that you might cut up, you might also need to
mash up
the potatoes. So you break the potatoes down from being one big potato into a paste.
Mash it all up. You can also
slice up things.
When you take a lemon,
slice up the onions to get them ready for your steak.
Yeah.
You can slice up a lemon too.
Lemon.
Do you have lemon on your steak? I thought you had lemon with fish.
Well, why not, you know?
To jazz up your steak, you can slice up some lemon.
Yeah. So slice is like small, like thin pieces. So slice it all up.
Everyone likes steak though, so you might have to
divide it up
into equal parts to share amongst people. But maybe you're not so accurate, you might
tear it up instead,
which means to rip something. And usually when you tear something up, it's not in equal parts. You have it in different parts and you destroy it.
So with your bare hands, like, tear it up. Rawr, the steak.
So it can mean to divide things or break them up, but it can also mean to make things better.
More attractive or more exciting.
Yes. So our podcast might
cheer you up.
Yeah. Or,
oh, come on, cheer up.
Like, feel better. Right? We want you to feel better. Cheer up.
You might want to
brighten up your day.
To make it better. To make it, well, nicer.
Yeah, like brighten up when the weather improves. Your mood improves. Like,
It rained all week, and then it brightened up.
So the weather brightened up. Can people brighten up?
People brighten up? Usually when we talk about brighten up, we're talking about people's moods, actually. I rarely hear it talked about in terms of the weather. But when it brightens up, the sun comes out, and your room might get stuffy, so you'll need to
Freshen up! Whoa! Yeah.
To freshen up?
Can I say fresh up?
It's always freshen up.
Freshen. To freshen up, wash your face, brush your teeth, change your clothes to be kind of like, oh, got all fresh for work or school. Freshen up. For example,
I need to freshen up.
Like, I need to wash my face and get all fresh.
And once you've freshened up, you might
liven up,
which means that you're more alive, your mood is improving, and you have more energy.
So kind of like,
I'm going to liven myself up.
liven myself up.
When I want to liven up, I drink an energy drink.
Ooh, yeah, liven up to make something more interesting, exciting, or to improve someone's mood, like to feel more energetic. If you liven something up, you improve it or make it more interesting or lively, right? Lively.
And if you want to liven up someone's mood, you could
talk them up,
which means to talk about them in a very, very positive way, almost exaggerated.
So, for example,
whenever I'm in a bad mood, you always talk me up.
I talk you up?
No, you talk me up to different people, I imagine.
So I talk about you in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I talk about you and say that you're the best of the best of the best, of the bestest Rory best. So I talk you up,
yes.
Right? So I describe you in a positive way.
And that will
spice up my reputation.
So if you spice something up, you make it more interesting or more exciting.
Yeah, I usually say like, how can we spice up our IELTS classes? How can we spice up our podcast? So if you spice something up, you make it more interesting, more exciting. You can spice up your life, spice up your sex life, spice up your trip to an exotic country, or spice up your relationship.
But in order to afford that trip to a country, you'll need to
save up some money.
Which means that you will have to, well, just collect money for some kind of future purpose. Like, I'm saving up for Christmas, I'm saving up for a trip, I'm saving up... What am I saving up for?
University. For a Gucci bag. No. Gucci, a Gucci
You're saving
t-shirt?
Up for a Gucci bag. I'm saving up for university.
Rory is saving up.
Different priorities, but equally valid. The Gucci bag will last forever, but university will come to an end, which we can also use up to mean. So up can mean to finish or to stop something. You can
finish up university,
which means that you finish it completely. Or you can
wrap something up,
which means you bring it to an end.
Yeah, wrap something up, like to sum up. Let's sum up or let's wrap it up. Like you wrap a present.
I'm terrible at wrapping presents, so halfway through I usually
give up.
Oh, never give up. Keep going, Rory. Yeah, we keep going with this episode and we never give up, stop trying, quit. So, for example,
give up learning English.
No, don't do that. So give up doing something.
But if you don't stop giving up, then you might
wind up
or
end up
feeling frustrated, which means that you become or that you do something that you didn't plan to do.
And wind up, Rory, that's your favorite one, wind up.
Yeah, wind up can mean lots of different things, actually. So it can mean to bring something to an end, or it can mean to irritate someone. But usually I mean it to bring something to an end. I rarely wind people up.
Yeah, so...
Vanya's looking very suspiciously at me now.
So we can say end up, wind up. What's the past of wind up? Wound?
Wound up.
Wound up. Ooh, so
I wound me up.
Like he irritated me.
Yes.
Yeah. Or I can say that
I wound up living in New Zealand.
Yeah, somehow. The Fiji Islands. So other kind of.
New Zealand and the Fiji Islands are like 5,000 miles apart.
No, the Fiji is over there and the Cook Islands. I really want to go to the Cook Islands.
You
so I want to wind up living in the Cook
this
Islands.
This is really unusual for a Russian person. You have no sense of scale.
No, it's somewhere there.
You're just
making things up.
Which means that we've moved on to our next part of the meaning and use of up, which means to emerge or start something or create something. So if you make something up, it means that you've just created something that's probably not true.
We make up a lie, a reason, an excuse.
A story.
Stop making up these excuses.
So make up to imagine, to
None
create.
Of our explanations are made up, though.
No, they're true. You should believe everything we say.
Exactly. Our podcast was
dreamt up
by Vanya.
Ooh.
Means that he invented something or had an idea.
To dream up, to have an idea or invent something. For example...
Well, I dreamed up the podcast.
Not you, Vanya. Vanya dreamt up the podcast.
Yes, but I
came up with
all of the examples.
Whoa.
To string this together. So, when you come up with something, it means... Well, when you come up with an idea, it means that you create the idea initially, or to begin with. But something can also come up in the course of a conversation. So it just means that you weren't planning on talking about it, but the thing appeared.
So, for example, you can say,
"Oh, I came up with this genius idea how to spice up our podcast."
Exactly.
Or,
"Some problems came up."
They appeared.
Mm-hmm. Problems can come up, and they frequently
crop up
as well.
So that's the same.
That they are unexpected. Yeah, but usually things crop up is more negative and come up with is neutral.
Hmm. So, for example,
a vacancy came up.
Or
problems come up.
Or crop up.
Problems cropped up.
Right, a problem has cropped up.
Exactly. And if you want to hear more examples, you might want to
look them up
in a dictionary.
To look for information, to look it up. So, it was Rory's birthday, and I didn't go to his birthday. I never
showed up.
Or I never
turned up.
Which means arrive or appear somewhere.
Exactly. Even after all of the lengths I went to
set everything up.
Which means to create something.
Usually the conditions for something to happen.
You set up a computer so it can work. You set up a date so that you can have coffee.
You can also set up a business, to start a business, set up an organization, set up a program, set up an account.
But you can't set up a business without
drawing up a plan.
Whoa, which means create a written document.
Draw up a plan, a proposal, or a contract.
You see, dear listener, this would be something really natural to say. You don't say, "Oh, I created a plan. I drew up a plan."
So, those are our main ones with up, but there are some important exceptions. For example, we frequently
mess things up
in the podcast and we have to re-record things again and again. So when you mess things up, you spoil it or ruin it by accident.
Yeah, mess up to spoil or ruin. For example, once
Rory messed up his microphone and we recorded 1.5 hours just in vain.
So we messed it all up.
I was very frustrated, so I
acted up,
which meant I behaved very badly.
So you acted up, meaning like what? You were screaming like, "Rah! Where are the recordings?"
Yes, that is the diplomatic way of putting it. But Maria, you
put up with
my terrible behavior.
I tolerate his horrible behavior.
I put up with him. I put up with his behavior.
You can say,
"I can't put up with this."
So I can't tolerate it.
So you might have to go outside and
soak up
the sun.
Yay! Soak up means absorb, spend time doing something enjoyable. So, soak up the atmosphere, usually when you are going on holiday.
Oh, I was walking down the street, soaking up this beautiful atmosphere of Amsterdam.
And after your holiday in Amsterdam, you'll need to meet me for coffee so we can
catch up!
Yeah.
Catch up means to...
Well, it can mean to share information with people, but it also means to come to the same level or standard as someone. So if we're running, Maria,
I will have to run fast to
catch up Rory.
With you.
Yeah. And also there's a joke about ketchup. You know, ketchup, you put ketchup in your pasta, perhaps, or in your pizza. Don't do this in Italy, okay? But that's from a film.
So we should
wrap things up
by summarizing the main meanings of the preposition up.
Which can mean to divide or to break something into small pieces, like you break up with your partner. But it can also mean to make something more attractive or exciting, like to jazz up. And it can mean to finish something.
Like to wrap it up, to give up smoking, let's wrap it all up.
And lastly, it can also mean to emerge or to start something, like to make it up completely. So now that we've summed up all of these different ways of using the word up in the phrasal verbs with up,
in the next episode, we're going to talk about phrasal verbs with back. But before listening to it, we really recommend that you should go back and re-listen to some parts, write down some examples. Again, there's no need to remember all of the phrasal verbs. Just cherry pick. Choose the verbs that you really enjoy and write them down.
Maybe write us a nice message on Instagram using some of the phrasal verbs. You can look us up on Instagram.
Oh,
there we go.
Look us up on Instagram. Yeah, and sign up for more stuff from us.
More stuff.
More stuff,
that's
yeah.
That's the technical term. Shall we wrap up now?
Yes, let's do that.
Bye.